Welcome back to another podcast. I know that I took a interesting break when I said that I would be back. When I said that I would make videos every other day, of course, that did not happen. A series of events happened, which kind of stopped me from doing that. I had a friend come down, like, I had company, and, on top of that, I was packing because I move this coming up Friday, which is in 6 days, kind of going on five. Just a series of events. And then my phone fell in the water and I had to go get a new phone. So, yeah. A series of events happened, and quite frankly, I have some stuff that I'd like to talk about, but first, I'm freaking hungry, and I just want some crackers. That's all I want, is just crackers. But there are people in the living room and kitchen, and I don't want to go get crackers. But let's see. Never mind. The crackers would take too much noise because they're in a whole new box and there are people sleeping in the living room. I'm not even gonna attempt it. Yeah. I'm just not gonna attempt it. Anywho, I would kind of just like to go on like a small itty bitty little rant, which will probably escalate into more rants. Anywho, basically, if we're just kind of catching up on everything, the phone. Yes, I got a new phone. I got the iPhone 11 in the color purple or lilac. It's more of a lilac color than it is purple, but it's in the same category as the purple family, I guess you could say. But I went from a iPhone 6 to the iPhone 11, which is a huge jump. No button, things are weird. definitely different. It's all different. So, it took me just about 2 full days to kind of get used to that. I'm still kind of getting used to everything. Yeah. So, that's a thing. Anywho, like, I'm still currently trying to do stuff. Do not disturb while driving. Notes. That's kind of all I need. And if I need a last minute alarm back, it's settings. Okay. So, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that I've got the bases down. Like, if I have anything that I need to look up for some reason, I will. But as far as everything goes right now, I kind of have learned to function without a button. I've learned to function just with the fact that it is a bigger phone than the iPhone 6S. Not 6S. I don't know if it's a 6 or a 6S. I'm pretty sure it's just a 6. Anywho, the phone's great. The battery is great. I'm in love with the battery. My battery was very quick on my old phone. It was literally at like 90. No. It was like, is that like 80 something? Yeah. So, anywho, I guess that's kind of just it. I don't know. I didn't really want a new phone. I kind of just liked what I had. Of course, like, I dreamed of getting this phone. Like, this literally was the exact phone I wanted, was the iPhone 11 in the color lilac. I didn't want the Pro Max, whatever, with, like, the 3 cameras and stuff. I just wanted the iPhone 11 in the color lilac. Yeah, I am thankful, but, you know, it really costed a lot of money. But, end of that rant, there's kind of, like, a personal situation going on, and if you are listening, and if you want to give advice, oh, please, please do. So, there is this person in my life who I have been kind of on, like, I've been trying to figure out what to do with this person, whether I want to get rid of them completely or start fresh with a whole new relationship or whatever. Basically, you know, they were very important in my life, and then, you know, we just stopped talking. And then all of a sudden they're back again. It's not really all of a sudden. It's just, I kind of let them back in. They did something pretty horrible to me, and I let them back in. And I was just like, whatever. Let's just see where this goes. And then it's been like a recent thing where things have gone left instead of right, and I've kind of just been sitting in the middle of, what do I do? Do I block this person out of my life, or do I keep them in my life just to see where things go? But recently we had a situation where I was lied to in probably one of the most rudest ways ever. I was lied to about something very serious, emotionally, mentally, physically. I was lied to in that type of way, and so it hurt a lot, and that's kind of just what I've been, you know, trying to process. Like, how do I handle this? Like, what do I do? And so, I know a lot of people are like, well, just get rid of them. And then I have some other people like, it's just one little lie, it's okay, like, you'll get over it. But to be honest, you know, it's just, it's whack, it's real whack, and I don't know what to do. I feel dumb for just keeping this person around, but then again, I don't know. I really just don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to expect. I don't know how the next few weeks are gonna go and stuff like that. Like, I'm literally just trying to get into college and live my own life and be me and do all the things I want to do. And it's just like, I come down to Georgia soon, and the fact that, you know, we had made plans and all this was gonna happen and that was gonna happen, and then all of a sudden you just like turn on me and lie to me. Oh, I hate talking about it. I feel like it truly doesn't make sense what I'm saying, but I promise if you knew the actual situation, then it would make a little bit more sense. But because this is public and because this is a podcast, I kind of just don't want to go deep into it unless you personally ask me, like, hey, what's the issue? But, yeah. I don't know what the heck I'm doing with my time. With them. I don't want to call them an it. They're not an it. A human being, but like, I just don't know what to do with them, you know. I don't know. They are blocked on one of my social media platforms, but as far as like iMessage and Snapchat go, they are not blocked. Low-key, I think I might have to block again just so that I can feel a little bit happier about my life. They obviously just don't care anymore, but it's okay. I'm not gonna like reminisce on it. I don't care. Well, obviously I do care if I'm talking about it, but I just don't want to reminisce on it anymore. I just wanted to get that out in the open. I just want opinions on what I should do. Honestly, the only thing I'm focused on right now is literally college. I start college in 2 weeks. I am an adult. I'm strong. I'm willful. I'm minded. I'm wise. I'm an independent woman. I know my needs and I take care of my needs and I get what I need to get done. I know my priorities. I have my ducks in a row. Kind of. Sometimes I have my moments where I just don't know what to do and things become sporadic and hectic. But as far as my life goes right now, I think I'm A-okay. Like, I think I'm okay. I think I'm good. Gucci. That's really kind of it. I didn't have a whole lot to talk about. I just had some situations that I wanted to discuss and hopefully get some opinions on. If you listen, thank you for listening. This is definitely a pleasure. These videos kind of just, not videos, but these podcasts kind of just help me cope with things, and it helps me like open my eyes a little bit to situations, especially when I don't really have anybody to talk to, and I can just open up this Anchor app at whatever time. I can just go on rants and get personal opinions from people and just, you know, really having a source to talk about things is such a help, and it keeps my insanity sane. It keeps me from going insane. Just always having something. I also low-key, sorry, off topic, I low-key think it's raining outside. on topic. But yeah, I will update y'all. Wait, what is today? Today, I don't know what today is. What is today? What is today? Today is Saturday. So that means I will update y'all on Monday about everything. Just to give y'all kind of like, you know, update on my life. But yeah, I will update y'all when the time comes or whatever. So, maybe I will have made a decision on what to do, or if I just pray on it, you know, maybe God will kind of open my eyes to choosing what to do. Kind of just sucks right now. But, I will catch y'all on the flip side. I will catch y'all on Monday just to kind of give y'all an update on my life. And, bye!